In a few minutes, a closer look at how 500,000 people can't work at any given time because they caught COVID. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Stock index futures are up in the 0.6% range ahead of the official reading on inflation due later this morning. The betting is that the consumer price index eased down slightly in August. If that's not the case, we could be in for some volatility in markets. We're watching. Small business owners are feeling a bit more confident in August. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business Monthly Optimism Index, just out. So up slightly, but still low given inflation, the difficulty of finding people to hire, and continued waiting for back orders to show up. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The report finds that inflation is still the biggest concern, as Katie Stack, owner of Stitch and Rivet, can attest. She sells leather handbags that are a little more expensive these days to account for higher material costs, and Stack has noticed customers aren't spending as freely.
You know, if you're spending more money on gas and groceries, you're maybe not buying that handbag.
Or maybe skipped that summer road trip, which means less business at Ruby's Inn near Bryce Canyon National Park. And general manager Lance Syrett says price hikes aren't translating to higher profits.
People come in and, you know, they'll buy a hotel room and it'll be $180. And they say, well, I paid $150 last year. And it's like, well, we're not making any more money.
There is some optimism out there. Carrie Peel says her business has grown during the pandemic. She owns Color Wheel Toys in Albuquerque.
I think that resonated with a lot of people during a time, especially where, you know, joy was maybe in short supply.
She's expanding from a seasonal pop-up to a permanent store ahead of the holidays, her busiest time of year. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Around 60,000 workers for railways that handle freight could strike. Negotiations are stuck on quality of life issues. The Association of American Railroads says a shutdown could cost $2 billion a day. In the meantime, railroads have already slowed down shipments amid negotiations. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Trains are an essential link in the supply chain. They move goods from shipping ports to major distribution hubs and vice versa. The only ground alternative is trucks, which cost a quarter more and carry a lot less. Willie Shea is a management professor at Harvard.
When you take a train offline and it has, you know, a couple hundred boxes on it, that means you need a couple hundred trucks and you need a couple hundred truck driver teams.
That's just not feasible, especially with the industry facing a driver shortage. So if a strike does happen, a lot of the stuff moving in and around the U.S. will come to a standstill, including what's sitting on cargo ships. It would throw another wrench in global supply chains that could slow down manufacturing and increase the cost of goods. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
The last major rail strike was back in 1992, a short one, 2 days before the federal government ordered people back to work. More today on a new study from economists at Stanford and MIT who estimate that getting sick with COVID is keeping 500,000 people from working at any given time. That doesn't include reductions to the labor force when people die from COVID. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes a closer look.
Allison Guy says she got COVID in February 2021. A year and a half later, she's still not right.
My main symptoms really are this severe fatigue that gets worse after I do activities.
Guy was communications manager for a nonprofit after hopping on and off her employer's short-term disability insurance.
When it was clear that things weren't going to change, I did lose my job then. And, you know, I understand it.
Guy's now enrolled in grad school, one that provides accommodations for her. She's 36 and wants to work again. But many people struggling with the lingering effects of COVID, they've just given up. Stanford economist Gopi Shagoda says, if anything, her study is a conservative estimate of how many people COVID removed from the job market.
So maybe a reasonable range might be 500,000 to a million workers out of the labor force.
Researchers identified workers who missed a week of work, likely due to COVID, and tracked where they were a year later. She says after getting sick, older workers were especially likely to not have a job and not be looking for one either.
It could be that the illness was more severe. It could be also that this COVID-19 illness pushed them to retire at higher rates.
Because of remote work, companies have actually been hiring more people with disabilities since the pandemic hit, including those with long COVID. But Katie Bach at the Brookings Institution says a cooling economy may make employers less flexible.
Employers have a much stronger incentive to go the extra mile on accommodation when they are struggling to fill roles.
Applying for disability benefits is hard enough, but Bach says COVID long haulers face even more hurdles.
When you talk to long COVID patients, some of them will tell you, yeah, I would love to apply, but I am literally too brain fogged and fatigued to make it through the application process.
Bach says more federal research should be devoted to treatments for long COVID. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And there's the running controversy in many places about whether Uber drivers are contractors or employees. It's clear in New Jersey, where Uber has agreed to pay that state $100 million, representing 4 years in back taxes. This is because Uber had wrongly classified drivers as contractors under state law there and didn't pay the unemployment insurance that's therefore due. New Jersey had sought $1 billion from Uber. The company still regards its people as contractors and says it looks forward to working with policymakers to make its case. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang in New York. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.